Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
More than 5 million people have been urged to evacuate from parts of the US state of Florida ahead of the arrival of one of the most powerful hurricanes ever to hit the region. Hurricane Milton is gathering strength and size as it crosses the Gulf of Mexico towards the city of Tampa. The US National Hurricane Center said the Category 5 storm has sustained wind speeds of more than 250 kilometres per hour. Speaking on Morning Ireland, Matthew Cappucci, who is a meteorologist in Florida, said the storm is currently gathering strength.
So right now the storm is a Category 5 hurricane. That's the top of the scale, as bad as it gets. We think ultimately, though, the storm is going to expand a little bit, and while the maximum winds will come down, the area covered by those winds will double, if not triple, and that means a much bigger storm surge, so water pushed against the coastline.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris is in Washington, where he will meet President Joe Biden to commemorate 100 years of diplomatic relations between Ireland and the USA. Mr. Harris says the discussions will focus on the future of the Irish-US relationship rather than the past century. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Although a formal diplomatic reception to mark 100 years since the establishment of Ireland's first embassy has been cancelled due to the massive hurricane that's due to strike Florida later this evening, President Biden insisted that his meeting with Taoiseach Simon Harris is to go ahead as planned. Mr. Harris said it was entirely inappropriate for a reception to go ahead at a time of extreme danger for the people of Florida. The Taoiseach said his discussions with the President will focus on the future of the Irish-US relationship rather than the past century. Topics will include Northern Ireland, economic affairs and global affairs, notably the humanitarian situation in Gaza. When he arrived in Washington late last night, the Taoiseach welcomed interventions by President Biden and the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres with the government of Israel, following which Israeli forces withdrew from positions very close to an Irish observation post in South Lebanon. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The Israeli Prime Minister has warned the Lebanese people they face destruction on the same scale as Gaza unless they reject Hezbollah. Benjamin Netanyahu said if the Iranian-backed group continued to fight, Lebanon would topple into the abyss of a long war. The US President Joe Biden is expected to speak today to Mr. Netanyahu. The phone call is expected to focus on Israel's plan to strike Iran. From Central Israel, our Deputy Foreign Editor Edmund Heafy.
Mr. Netanyahu is expected to discuss with the US President the scale, scope and timing of Israel's retaliation to last week's Iranian missile barrage. Israeli media outlets are reporting that Mr. Netanyahu last night spent hours meeting with his defense minister and top intelligence and military officials. Joe Biden will be hoping to ensure that the Israeli response is forceful without being disproportionate. The call comes after Israel once again struck the Lebanese capital of Beirut, as well as targets in the eastern Bekaa Valley. According to Syrian state media, civilians, including women and children, were also killed in an Israeli airstrike on Damascus. The Israeli military said this morning that three of its soldiers were severely wounded in two separate incidents while fighting in southern Lebanon. Two were wounded yesterday, and another was wounded overnight. Edmund Heafy, RTE News, Central Israel.
Two energy credits announced in Budget 2025 at the beginning of the month will be approved by the Dáil today. The government argues the credits are needed as the cost of living is still very high despite inflation easing. Opposition parties claim it's part of a cynical ploy to buy the general election. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
What's been called the Electricity Costs Emergency Measures Domestic Accounts Bill will clear all stages in the Dáil by this evening. The aim is to have the first energy credit of €125 available to consumers after the 1st of November, whenever their utility bill falls. A second credit of the same amount will become available from the 1st of January next year. The Taoiseach Simon Harris told the Dáil yesterday that the credits were needed due to the high cost of living, adding the coalition is listening to the people and delivering. However, Social Democrats Deputy Kian O'Callaghan claimed the government's approach is spin over substance, tinkering around the edges rather than bringing real change.
The government's extensive legislation to overhaul the planning system is due before TDs later today for a final vote. The proposed law will see On Bord Pleanála renamed to On Coimisiún Pleanála. Sinn Féin argues the changes will do more harm than good. More than 70,000 students are due to receive their junior cycle examination results today. From 9 o'clock this morning, schools can access the results via an online portal. The results will also be available online from 4 p.m. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Fresh today with any showers in Ulster and Leinster tending to clear. Elsewhere, it'll be mostly dry with sunny spells and just isolated showers. Highest temperatures 10 to 14 degrees.